Good morning. It's Monday the 8th. Give me the shape of it before we get into the week.
Shape is the top line still looks healthy, and it mostly isn't. Headline yields up, but it's the fuel surcharge doing the lifting, not pricing.
Hold that thought. I want to come back to it. It's Monday, though, so let's start with the week ahead.
Right. So the forward curve for June. We're tracking about 8 points behind where we'd normally be by now. Book loads at 45. The curve says we should be closer to 53.
8 points behind. Is that as bad as it sounds?
Maybe not. Here's the caveat. The filed schedules are a mess right now. High fuel, cancellations, the whale stuff. So the forward picture is low confidence. I'd lean on what's actually flown more than the filed curve this week.
Okay, so don't panic on the 8 points. What's moving underneath it?
Two ends. Garden Route to Lanseria and Bloom to Joburg are dragging, both double-digit points behind. But Zanzibar's running 36 points ahead of curve, and Mauritius almost 17 ahead.
Mauritius is interesting because of the news this morning.
Yeah, that's the crosscut. Ethiopians launching a direct Addis to Mauritius service 3 times a week from the 12th of July.
Into a market where we're strong right now? Should we care?
Carefully. It's Addis to Mauritius, so it's connecting traffic, not point-to-point out of Joburg. It doesn't hit Joburg to Mauritius head-on. But it's more regional capacity chasing the same leisure destination while we're flying it full.
So watch it. Don't react to it.
That's where I'd land. Same airlines also weighing an order for 25 regional jets. That's the longer-term thing to keep an eye on, not July.
Good. The other new thing today is the Rand.
Rand weakened almost 11% month-on-month to 1627 against the dollar. That's a straight negative for us because most of the cost base is dollar.
Anything offsetting it?
Partly. Jet fuel eased, down about 11% week-on-week. So the two roughly lean against each other. But the weaker Rand takes some of the shine off the fuel relief.
And this matters more than usual because the margin's thin.
Very thin. Contribution per seat's down to 151 Rand, off 58% year-on-year. Profit per seat down 86. When you're that close to the line, an 11% currency move isn't noise.
Why is contribution collapse like that?
Fuel cost per passenger more than doubled. It's over half our cost base now. Revenue's up, costs are up more. That's the whole story in one line.
Okay, come back to the yield point from the top. Walk me through it.
So June month to date, revenue's up 10.5%, yield up 25.6. Sounds great.
But
strip out the surcharge and underlying yield's actually down. Call it 170 Rand. The pricing power isn't there. It's recovery, not strength.
And volume?
Down 12%, load factor 7.5 points lower. We're flying fewer people, filling fewer seats, and the headline's flattered by surcharge. That's the honest red.
One competitive thing before we wrap. Airlink?
Not Airlink this week. It's SAA. They're up nearly 17% on seats, and on the Joburg to Durban corridor, we shed about 11,500 seats year on year while SAA added close to 10. That's the share story to watch.
Noted. So, two things for the exec meeting. First, if Mauritius is running 17 points ahead of curve and Ethiopians adding capacity in July, are we pricing that strength now while we own it, or leaving money on the table?
And second, on the surcharge, if underlying yield's negative and contribution's down 58%, what's the actual plan to get pricing power back, separate from fuel?
Two good ones. SA on the Durban corridor is the third, if there's time.
Actually, before we wrap, one flag on the Mauritius call. We're leaning on the forward curve there. But on what's actually flown, Joburg to Mauritius revenue is down almost 6% year on year, and Zanzibar's down nearly 9%, with yield basically flat. You told me to trust Flown Over filed this week, and Flown says those leisure routes are softening, not strengthening.
So Ethiopians adding capacity into a market where our own revenue is already slipping, which flips that whole pricing question. That's the week. Have a good one.